Earlier this year, Arts ATL columnist Gail O'Neill launched a 12-part series recognizing the artists elevating our city's arts and cultural landscape. It's called the Legacy Series, and the latest profile is of True Colors Theater Company co-founder and artistic director Kenny Leon. In collaboration with Arts ATL, WABE is pairing these legacy artists with emerging artists in the same field. We matched Kenny with Paul Conroy, a young artist establishing his own theater company with a parallel mission of offering diverse voices on stage. Outfront Theater is wrapping up its first season and already generating unwanted attention. As it turns out, there's nothing new under the sun. Here's Kenny.
Before I was working for Jen McEwen at True Colors as her artistic director, she's our executive director, I was at the Alliance Theater, and we were one of the four theaters in the country that were given the rights to do Tony Kushner's Angels in America. And people kept saying, well, I don't know, Angels in America, I don't know if that's going to work in the South. You know, you got gay white men on stage kissing, you have language, you have nudity, you have, oh, that's going to be tough. But I remember we prepared the audience for it, and it was a huge hit. But I remember talking to my mother, who grew up Southern Baptist. And for her, she had always supported my work because I grew up poor and did not go to a lot of theater. So for her, theater was in the church, you know, that's where I saw plays. But my mom was like, you know, I can't come to that play you're doing, Angels in America. But I think it's so important for you to do it. Because in her mind, she had never seen two men kiss. And she had never, you know, and the church had their own struggles with sexual identity and all that stuff. But as a mother, she was strong enough to say, that's important play. That's all of America. We're all tied together. And you run that theater. And I see why you have to produce that. And I want you to do it. And I wanted it to be a hit, you know, just know I can't see it. And I loved her when she said that, you know what I mean? And so that's what I feel. Even when people are fearful of seeing things they don't want to see, some part of them, they want to hear that story.
Right.
And they know that story is important to the wholesomeness of the entire country.
And when was that with Angels in America?
That was like 90s, 92 maybe.
Okay. Yeah. And it's interesting that you're talking about that because right now with our theater, the show we're doing has some things that people are objecting to. And so we have over 40,000 people online signing a petition against us and angry phone calls and things like that because they don't object to it too. But I was talking to my mother yesterday and I know my parents are proud of me, which is wonderful, but there was almost a different sense in her voice that it was the beliefs that they raised me for that this took it to a new level because they heard that we were saying, we're not going to be afraid. We're not going to let people who are naysayers against us deter us from what we're doing because it's important to do shows that get people talking. I mean, I wish that
you have to remember why you're doing the work. You know, that's what, as I get older, you have to keep reminding yourself, what am I doing it for? You're not doing it for the awards. You're not doing it, you know, why are you doing it? So once in a while, you have to keep, you know,
to remind yourself.
To remind yourself.
I mean, I do wish that since Angels in America, the world had changed a little bit and, you know, that we weren't having the same problems.
The world is the same, man. It just keeps getting relabeled. I keep saying it's the same thing. Wars and numerous wars, you know. You would think that we would learn, you know. We do learn, but little by little.
Well, I think that that's what's nice about theater and shows is that you can take baby steps. And so, you know, when you did Angels in America, even if you impacted five people and it changed their life.
And if you don't follow your heart and your instincts, you will never do anything great. You just repeat something and you'll call it entertainment, but but it'll just be regurgitating stuff that you think people want to hear and see. And it will, you won't get that thing inside that says, wow, I'm helping change the world. And you know, I may do something that's controversial that may end up being a huge, huge hit, a money winner.
Right.
And a great piece of art. So
that's like the triple crown if you can just get everything done at that right time.
But one a bit of advice I would always say is to, I think human beings don't want to be surprised. So I found out in producing theater that if you prepare them, like, so if you know you're doing something that's controversial to your base, you just prepare them for it. You know, you say, okay, we're going to do this, and there's lots of nudity, and this is why we're doing the nudity. Come see it, give it a chance. Mm-hmm. But people don't like to be surprised, I find, in the South. They don't want to be surprised. So when you get ahead of it,
right,
and if you got like a year to get ahead of it, then you got a year to lay down
the groundwork, and then everyone knows.
And to ease their expectations. And a lot of times we get full of ourselves as artists. Oh, we could do this, and they should. I mean, we try to push it down people's throat. I'm one of those directors that I would dread if I did a play and half the audience left.
Some, oh, absolutely.
Some directors, they like that. They're like, they're trying to manipulate the audience like that. Not me. That's my greatest fear. So I'm always, what do we need to do to prepare them to be there? Because at the end of the day, we want to grow our core audience, and we want to invite other people. Because if we just keep preaching to our core audience, you know.
You don't grow. And I mean, the thing about theater is that if you don't have an audience, it's not theater.
Yeah.
You're just up there. I mean, you're not performing for anyone.
Yeah, it's an okay thing for the gay community to want some of the non-gay community to understand challenges of life and the beauty of life and all that stuff.
So since being back at the Alliance those years ago, how have you seen Atlanta change as an art city, and how do you think it can grow
more? Well, one thing, it has this beautiful theater company called True Colors Theaters that is producing Between Riverside and Crazy, coming up soon to a theater near you. So go to our website. But I think in a lot of ways it's the same, because it's still a city of potential. I think that we have always been that city that has one great artistic institution. So we have the Woodruff Arts Center,
right,
and we should support the Woodruff Arts Center.
Absolutely.
We should go there. So I'm not saying that. Go there, support it, be there. I see their plays all the time. But we have that one big arts institution, and then we have these hundreds of little small institutions that are on this welfare mentality. So we don't have that mid-sized theater, you know, like in Chicago or
right,
Minneapolis. So in Atlanta, what has grown is the music industry has grown, but the relationship between the theater community and the music community has not. So one way to bridge that is if you created mid-sized theaters. So if you have the $10 million and over operating budget for the large institution, and then you have a couple of $5 million institutions, and then you have a couple of $200,000, you know, and then you got people who could, then families could come here and do their film work, and do one play at the Alliance,
right,
and one play at your place, and one play at my place, and they could have a life that could help them sustain their family. So people would come here because of the quality of life, and artists could really live here without begging. And so I think that that's the next hurdle for the city to really understand that we, politicians, business people, artistic people, we need to support the health of our artistic culture, which means that we can't just be supportive of one theater institution. We have to build a theater culture here. So we have to support our mid-sized theaters. And those theaters that are not mid-sized, we need to help get a couple of theaters up to mid-size.
And the arts just grow more arts. I mean, yeah, art lovers are going to go to more arts. And it's hard because we're finishing our first season at Out Front. And I mean, I've been working for different theaters. I worked in marketing for the Alliance a little bit. I worked at Serenby Playhouse and ran Noonan Theater Company. So a bunch of theaters around here and then in Boston. But what you're saying is very true, is that being a new company, you're kind of looking for the table scraps that are left over. And you're wondering, okay, we got through the first year. we plan next year, are we going to get through it? And it's scary. I mean, it's like...
You're going to get through it. Don't be scared. don't have that fear thing in there, because what I've learned is that, you know, the only thing that separates the people that do and the people that don't is the people who don't. So you just got to keep doing it and grow it small, you know, mm-hmm. grow it step by step, because the key is you get to year five. If you get to year five, then there is a kind of a respect from the business and corporate world that would say, okay, they lasted 5 years, so right. okay. So a trigger would kick in there, and a trigger would kick in at year 10, you know what I mean? So the thing is to get past this, because there are like thousands of, okay, we're in our first year. So you get that, get to year three, and just, even if that means like, oh, we got to do these three smaller plays, and I want to do, the thing is about how to have life by year five. And then, you know, then you're going to be fine.
Well, we'll be.
I feel this. I know this. Outfront is an amazing institution. It is. Come on. I'm with you.
But it's so great to have a theater like True Colors already as our friends and our allies, you know, to stand there beside us and say, here's a new theater in town and we appreciate what they're doing. Because at one point mm-hmm. in time, True Colors was the new theater in town.
Absolutely.
So as long as people go to outfronttheater.com and buy tickets for The All Most right. Fabulous Story Ever Told, which is opening soon, and also go to truecolorstheater.com at the same time, then yeah. they'll be good. Well, I want to thank you, Kenny, for sitting down and talking. I know how busy you are.
Oh, no, it's great. I always think that we can't make that come true in this city as artists. We can't right. say that, oh, we're a city with one big institution and thousands of smaller institutions. Believe and trust that there's room for all of these artistic institutions, and it makes the theater community better, and it makes the city better. So Outfront makes the city better, period.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate everything you do for the city and for theater literally across the world, because you make it a better art form for all of us.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.